Well, we have a lot going on in this area throughout the month of May. We just got done talking about the opening of the Crusher season, the Elyria Sports Hall of Fame, of course, inducting its 2017 class this Saturday. And on May 18th, the debut of the Elyria Bicentennial documentary. Should be a lot of fun for those who are interested. And Janine Donaldson with the YWCA joins us on the line now to talk about that. Janine, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
So far, so good. Enjoying the sunshine after we got destroyed by rain all throughout the course of last week.
How about that?
Yeah, nice to see some blue skies for once. What can you tell us about the debut of the Elyria Bicentennial documentary coming up on May 18th? Seems like it's going to be pretty exciting. Have you seen the documentary yet? Have you seen the finished product?
No, I have not.
Okay. So I know the actual event on the 18th is going to be at LCCC, correct?
Correct.
And tell us where the proceeds will go to.
Well, the proceeds will go towards the renovation of the fountain in Ely Square, which is the centerpiece of the city of Elyria.
Okay. And tell us what role that you have played on the panel to try and get folks set for this documentary. Looks like there could be a lot of interesting things involved there. I know you said you haven't seen it yet, but the plan is when you watch this, you really kind of get a really good idea as to what all has gone on over the last 200 years in the history of this great city.
Well, I'm glad you asked me that question because, frankly, I'm surprised you're calling me because, as far as I know, I had a small role in this documentary. There's 11 other people, at least 11 other interviews, that will be featured in the documentary, and the name of it is Elyria Making History Then and Now. So I know that when I spoke about Elyria Making History Then and Now, my perspective, of course, was from the YWCA, which was founded in 1913, and so we have quite a trove of information on history, particularly as it relates to women and people of color.
You talk about the history of Elyria and the YWCA. What role did they play here in the history of this city?
Well, in the early days of the YWCA, and again, we were founded in 1913, but even before we were founded, our property was historic because it was in the Miller Estate, which is the home that we use now for our women's residence. The Miller Estate is where the Lorain County Historical Society had its organizational meeting. And that was in 1889. And so that's been part of our history here at the YWCA. And once we took over the property, we continued to offer programs for women and girls. I was sharing with a young woman earlier today about the history of the YWCA. And before Elyria had sports programs for girls, those classes were held at the YWCA. We had a tennis court in the back of the building. We roped off Holly Lane, and made it possible to have girls' track races there. So it's those kinds of ways that the YWCA has contributed.
We're talking with Janine Donaldson of the YWCA, and that's got to be very gratifying, too, to see just how much things have opened up and really to kind of see how females and athletes have kind of evolved over the years, too. You talked about how you kind of gone from just roping off an area for track and field, and now, of course, you know, females are very, very involved with athletics, playing lacrosse and playing all kinds of different sports.
Not to mention we're building a new stadium here in Elyria.
Yeah, coming very, very soon here. That should be a lot of fun to watch that go up and watch the construction of it. Should be lots and lots of fun. Coming back to the May 18th, it's going to be a lot of fun, too. It'll be at the Hoke Theater at Lorain County Community College. Now, it's not just a viewing. There's going to be a cocktail reception, and there should be a lot more going on at this screening as well, correct?
Well, we wanted to make it accessible for anybody, so the cost of it is only $5 if you just want to come and view the documentary. Of course, if you want to come and participate in the reception and talk to some Elyrians beforehand, that costs $25. But even that is very reasonable for something this exciting.
Well, sure, and of course it goes towards a great cause. I know that, you know, with the reconstruction of the fountain in Ely Square, the proceeds are going to a very good spot. There's no question about that. And again, I mean, it's a chance to watch this documentary, kind of watch how the history has already been made and maybe see some things that can be done in order to alter the future as well, too. And I think when you look at the documentary, from those who have seen it, you know, there are a lot of folks who have made comments saying that it really does a wonderful job of kind of taking us through the last 200 years. I know you mentioned you haven't seen it. Will May 18th be the first time that you watch this?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, so yeah. They're not even giving you a sneak peek at this?
Well, I didn't ask. I actually didn't know how extensive my role was going to be. When they did the interviews, it was back in the summertime, and I didn't think I had offered that much. So I'll be very excited to see.
Okay, well, it sounds pretty interesting. Sounds like it could be a very, very exciting night.
Janine, I'm just curious. Who keeps track of the history records for the YWCA?
Nobody.
How are you guys aware of everything that's gone into the to your organization here in Elyria? Obviously, you guys have played a huge role.
Well, that's one of the reasons that I'm excited to let people know what we have here, because I'm hoping that there's going to be a person, a young person, an older person, somebody that's interested in history, going through our pictures, preserving it, or telling us how we can preserve it. We need to generate some excitement, because as I go through it, we've got a lot of very cool stuff here.
Good stuff. Well, Janine, we appreciate you spending some time with us to shed some light on that event May 18th. It's going to be pretty awesome, a chance to come on out and watch that documentary. Also, to kind of mix and mingle to a cocktail reception with some hors d'oeuvres about an hour before the actual screening itself. Janine, thank you very much for coming
on. Well, do I have one more moment?
Sure, of course.
Well, this documentary was kind of expensive, but it was made possible from the Beckett Companies and from the Lorain County Solid Waste Management District. And so not a dime of taxpayer money was spent, but this is something that taxpayers will be able to have in perpetuity.
Okay, great. Well, absolutely. That's a huge, huge benefit. Should be a pretty cool event. Should be a very nice evening as well. Janine, thank you very much, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you. Bye.
All righty, that is Janine Donaldson of the YWCA giving us some more information on the May 18th debut of the Elyria Bicentennial documentary. And the money there goes towards a good cause, a cocktail reception. So it's not just going out there watching the screening, a chance to come on out, mix and mingle, and get a chance to learn more about the city of Elyria. We need to take a top-of-the-hour break. Your money now. And then Matt Douglas with the local news. And then coming up at 5:10, we'll talk to David Pritt. He is the Director of Curriculum and Instruction at the North Ridgeville City School District. He'll tell us all about that new academic center. All that and more after this on Bullseye on the Afternoon.